You're listening to the Core Factors Audio Library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research designed to support accessibility and for listening while commuting, working, or reflecting. This piece is titled The Resilience Equation, Balancing Pressure and Recovery Through Emotional Intelligence. The following narration reflects the original content and intent of the written article.
The Resilience Equation. Balancing Pressure and Recovery Through Emotional Intelligence. Rethinking What Resilience Means. Leadership has long been defined by the ability to handle pressure. Traditional leadership models reward endurance. Leaders are expected to push through challenges, stay late, absorb stress, and maintain performance without showing strain. But as organizations face constant transformation, that definition no longer holds. Endurance alone is not sustainable. Resilient leadership is not simply the ability to tolerate pressure. It is the ability to balance pressure with recovery. The leaders who sustain performance over time are those who know how to recharge, reflect, and return with clarity and focus. Across industries, many leaders are reaching their limits. Research shows that a significant number of managers are considering leaving their roles to protect their mental health. At the same time, global engagement data shows rising levels of workplace stress, particularly among people managers. These trends are not signs of individual weakness. They reflect workplaces operating beyond their emotional capacity. Sustainable leadership requires a different skill set, one grounded in emotional intelligence. The pressure paradox. Organizations often operate in contradiction. They expect agility, innovation, and thoughtful leadership, while rewarding constant responsiveness and availability. Always-on cultures celebrate urgency and productivity, yet these conditions quietly erode the very qualities innovation requires: patience, perspective, creativity, and sound judgment. Research shows that organizational change and job insecurity remain major sources of stress for workers. But stress rarely comes from a single event. More often, it builds gradually from a continuous imbalance between effort and renewal. Even well-intentioned well-being initiatives can fall short if the underlying rhythm of work remains unchanged. People may be encouraged to recover while still operating in environments that never slow down. The most resilient leaders approach performance differently. They pace themselves intentionally. They recognize when fatigue is affecting their judgment and know how to reset before burnout occurs. This capacity for awareness and regulation is measurable, and it can be developed. The science of resilience. Resilience is not a fixed personality trait. It is a dynamic capability rooted in emotional intelligence. Two emotional intelligence competencies are particularly important. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize early signs of stress. This might include fatigue, frustration, emotional reactivity, or difficulty concentrating. Self-awareness allows leaders to recognize how these states influence decisions and interactions. Self-regulation is the ability to manage emotional responses under pressure. Leaders with strong regulation can pause, reframe setbacks, and recover quickly when circumstances change. Together, these abilities allow leaders to remain composed and constructive during uncertainty. Rather than reacting impulsively to stress, they interpret it as information that can guide better decisions. Core Factors EQ Accelerator measures these behaviors through observable patterns of emotional awareness and effectiveness. This data helps organizations understand how leaders experience pressure and where resilience skills need strengthening. The development gap. Understanding resilience is valuable, but awareness alone is not enough. Many leaders know that recovery matters, yet struggle to practice it consistently. The development gap measured by the EQ Accelerator reveals the difference between how important a behavior is and how effectively it is demonstrated. For example, a leader may believe composure and adaptability are essential, but find it difficult to maintain those behaviors during stressful situations. These gaps often appear in everyday leadership behaviors. A manager may value adaptability but become rigid when plans change. A director may encourage work-life balance while sending emails late at night. A senior leader may emphasize calm communication yet react sharply when under pressure. The development gap highlights the distance between good intentions and consistent behavior. Importantly, these gaps are measurable, and they can be improved. When organizations examine patterns across teams, they often find that large resilience gaps appear before burnout or disengagement becomes visible. Closing these gaps strengthens both leadership credibility and organizational culture. Turning data into action. When organizations approach resilience through emotional intelligence, leadership development becomes more precise and effective. Instead of offering general wellness programs, organizations can focus on strengthening specific emotional skills that sustain performance. Three practices make the greatest difference. First, map emotional behaviors. Identify where resilience-related skills show the largest development gaps. If composure scores are low, training can focus on emotional regulation and recovery strategies. Second, integrate recovery into performance expectations. Recovery should not be seen as indulgence. Practices such as ending meetings on time, scheduling pauses between intense work periods, and encouraging reflection help prevent chronic stress. Third, coach with evidence. Using EQ data allows coaching conversations to be personalized. Some leaders may need support strengthening optimism and perspective, while others may need help setting boundaries or managing overload. These practices turn resilience from an abstract concept into a measurable leadership capability. Culture as the multiplier. Individual resilience matters, but culture determines whether it lasts. Healthy cultures support recovery rather than glorifying exhaustion. When leaders model balance through boundaries, honesty, and empathy, teams learn that emotional health and performance can coexist. Research consistently shows that employees who feel supported by their managers report lower stress and stronger loyalty. The opposite is also true. When leaders model constant urgency, it creates a ripple effect of fatigue across teams. Organizations strengthen resilience when they prioritize three cultural behaviors. Recognition, acknowledging effort and outcomes reinforces sustainable work. Psychological safety, encouraging open conversations about capacity prevents burnout from remaining hidden. Modeling balance. When senior leaders visibly disconnect and recharge, it signals permission for others to do the same. Tools such as the EQ Accelerator allow organizations to track how these behaviors shift over time and identify early warning signs of strain. Making resilience measurable. For coaches, HR professionals, and learning leaders, emotional intelligence data provides a way to make resilience practical. Instead of teaching resilience as a vague ideal, practitioners can design development programs grounded in data and reflection. Effective approaches include using development gap insights to identify resilience behaviors that need strengthening, designing learning experiences that combine awareness with real-time practice, encouraging accountability by integrating recovery behaviors into leadership expectations, connecting emotional growth to engagement and retention outcomes. When organizations take this approach, resilience becomes a leadership capability that can be observed, measured, and developed. The future of resilient leadership. As change accelerates, resilience will become one of the most important leadership skills. Emotional intelligence provides the framework for understanding how leaders manage pressure, recover from stress, and sustain clarity over time. Tools like the EQ Accelerator allow organizations to measure the balance between ambition and renewal. The leaders who succeed in the future will not be those who push harder. They will be those who recover smarter. By mastering the balance between pressure and recovery, resilient leaders maintain clarity, composure, and confidence, even in the face of constant disruption.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can find the full written version and additional practitioner resources at corefactors.com.